You want your man to look good, but words like exfoliant scare him. Walgreens introduces Menzone, a new line of skin and hair care designed just for him. They even have a body spray with deodorant protection. Menzone comes in manly black and blue packaging, so he won't be intimidated. Department store brands cost up to $35. Menzone top price, only $8.99. Menzone, total care for men, only at Walgreens.
Think your Oscar Mayer jingle could cut the mustard?
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Enter today and sing it your way. You could star in our commercial. Go to singthejingle.com for complete details. Or visit a Wienermobile this summer. Sing the jingle, be a star. Open to U.S. residents 6 and over. No purchase necessary. Ends 9406.
At Corona Light, we think the world moves a little too fast. Take work, for example. We can't even find the time to write anything down anymore. First, there were computer keyboards, then voice commands. What's next? Thought commands?
Okay, Bridget, you're all set up. You won't even have to type anymore.
Is this necessary?
Yep, just attach the sensors to your temples and it will input your thoughts into the document. There, now, think me a memo.
I don't think this is a...
Hi, Bob, we should focus our sales efforts on the Midwest, blah, blah, blah.
Nice, huh?
Nicer than that shirt, rodeo boy. Yeehaw.
What?
Nothing. It was the computer.
Get along, little doggy. Howdy there, partner.
All right, I get it.
Madam cowboy.
Stop it.
It's not me.
Maybe doing things at a kajillion gigabytes a second has a downside. Maybe we should just put the laptop to sleep and grab ourselves a lime and some cold Corona Light.
All right, you don't like the shirt.
The shirt's fine. It's the Spurs that crack me up.
Relax. Slow down. Stop moving at the speed of light and start moving at the speed of Corona Light. Imported by Barton Beer, Chicago, Illinois.
9-11 emergency, how can I help you?
It's my husband. He's not responding.
Okay, well, is he breathing?
Yes, but not heavy. And all he wants to do in bed is sleep.
Okay, now calm down, miss. Have you tried reviving the romance?
I don't know how. Oh, no. I think our love life just flatlined.
Okay, now listen closely. What you need to do is get in your car and drive immediately to the nearest Castle Megastore.
Castle Megastore? Are you sure?
Yes. All castles are jam-packed with this month's newest DVD releases, today's hottest lingerie, naughty adult toys, plus every sensual book, magazine, lube, or lotion imaginable. Castle's the only place to go to get those heartstrings thumping and your love life jumping.
Castle Megastore, the biggest adult retailer in the kingdom, is located at 9815 Southwest Capitol Highway. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. Friday through Sunday, open 24 hours for your shopping pleasure.
Featuring the best in naughty goodies with today's hottest stars, it's no wonder.
Castle Megastore is a ruler of adult fun.
Men, if you're over the age of 25 and would like to increase your sexual performance, that's right, longer, stronger, more satisfying sex, stay tuned because the next minute will change your life. Introducing all new Vitalis. Whether you suffer from stamina problems, a lack of sexual desire, or occasional impotence, Vitalis is the answer you've been waiting for. Clinically proven, Vitalis is scientifically formulated to restore your potency both quickly and safely. Vitalis allows you to instantly enhance your performance and provides you and your partner with a more satisfying experience. Vitalis is a special blend of herbs that naturally helps strengthen your sex drive and increase your stamina. There are no side effects and the results are incredible. Recommended for men of all ages, Vitalis is guaranteed to work for you. Maximize your sexual performance with Vitalis.
Call today for your risk-free trial of Vitalis at 1-800-818-6019. It's completely confidential and it'll work for you, guaranteed. Call 1-800-818-6019. 1-800-818-6019. 1-800-818-6019.
Looking to boost energy and increase stamina? Then you need Honda's Red Hot Summer Relief from Columbia River Honda. Restore lost vitality and energy with the retro-styled Shadow Aero Cruiser, a powerful VTX 1300, or the revolutionary CBR 1000RR. And right now, these rejuvenating treatments can be yours with amazing deals starting as low as $69 a month at 9.9% fixed APR for 24 months upon approved credit at Columbia River Honda. Use your Honda card on select 2007 and prior year models. But wait, there's more. How about up to $1,500 in factory-to-dealer incentives on select 2005 and prior year cruiser models. What are you waiting for? Honda's Red Hot Summer Relief is available now at Columbia River Honda. Check them out online at ColumbiaRiverHonda.com. After 24 months, minimum fixed monthly payment of 2.5% of original high balance and 18.9% fixed APR through GE Money Bank. Factory-to-dealer incentive good with purchase of select new models. Offers good through 7/31/06. Other restrictions apply. See Columbia River Honda for details.
Dude, what are you doing?
Not like credit threats, dude. I couldn't get a car.
Yeah, but you're in the middle of the street with a rowboat.
Yeah, dude, I just invented it. I call it a land boat.
Yeah, it's a rowboat. You're barely moving.
Yeah, no, man, it's not much, but it gets me where I need to go.
Well, you know, you don't have to have great credit if you go to Metro Auto Wholesale. They've been around for 25 years. They've got 28 different lenders that'll compete for your business, even if your credit is bruised, which it most obviously is, if you're rowing a boat in the middle of the street.
Dude, that's tight, but I mean, are they all junkers? Because my Lambo's pretty sweet.
Well, as sweet as your Lambo is, they've actually got 500 late model, low mileage, quality pre-owned vehicles that covers three whole city blocks.
Tight, bro. I'm paddling there now. How do I get there, man?
Well, they're on the corner, 72nd and Southeast Foster Road, so, you know, I guess just row there.
Sick, dude. I'm on my way.
It's time to sneak one past the Dutchies on the left-hand side.
This is AM 970, Solid State Radio. The phone lines are open. Call Rick Emerson at 503-733-2970. This is AM 970, Solid State Radio.
How's y'all's day going? It's 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along to the Rick Emerson Show. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Here's what's coming up, kids. We got Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio. It's going to be on next hour. He will be here. We're talking about Superman Returns, which I don't believe he's actually seen. But it's not going to stop us from geeking out about it in giddy schoolgirl-like fashion. If a whole lot, because I'm going to see it Tuesday. My tickets are already locked and loaded. So we're all going to be going to see that on Tuesday night. It's going to be good times. All right, I've got... What does this even mean? Listen, I'm just going to read this one off the screen. Matt, mystery sound is 12-sided Dungeons & Dragons die. Why would you ever call... No! I'm just going to save him the... Hello. Matt?
Matt? Yeah.
Matt?
It's not a die?
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi. Let Connie Chung be your guide.
So
oh, and... No, we're...
I have to count my, like, headphones and
yes.
Walk around with the phone attached to my body for the last 40 minutes?
Oh, it certainly seems that way. Now, let me ask you this. Before I just kind of cut the Gordian knot here and announce what it was not, how, on the classic 1 to 10 scale, how confident in that guess were you?
I was pretty confident. I was thinking at least I would create a new genre of wrong guesses.
Yeah, well, no, that mission accomplished, my friend. No, sadly, in fact, it's so... Can you turn my... Kirk, can you pop me up just a little bit? Let's make this... Let's... To underline exactly how wrong that is. There you go. Thank you. Just
could you play the sound one more time?
Wait, no. Let's just play the one that's just the isolated final note. Wait, hold on. There you go. This is...
I want to hear if you're, the sound.
No, let me... If your wrongness could be extrapolated out and epitomized by a single noise and made into music... This would be the sound of your wrongness, sir. All right, thank you.
Is that the sound of you hitting the post?
Okay, that's all right. And call done. All right, there you go. That's Matt. Thank you. It's 503-733-2970. We don't even have to make up the news. It just comes to us. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Thank you for coming along. All right, I got to... I got to read a big news story here. Sarah Dillon just walked into the studio.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No. We're just gonna plunge on ahead. We're a professional. Gonna roll right through it. As Liam Gallagher would say. This is that awkward changeover period. If you can't... Okay, this is because it is a radio program. This is that moment where Kirk Myers, who has been ably running the board, is stepping out of the chair... And Sarah Dillon is stepping in and leaving again. Okay, bye. Okay, good to thank you. Boy, Somebody's been hanging out at a moonshine factory. All right. Oh, hey, and my phone's ringing. Let's just answer my phone on the air. All right. Hi, this is Rick. Who's this? Yeah. You're calling for Tanya? Tanya who? No, and you're Chuck's wife? Chuck, I don't believe that Chuck and I know each other. I believe this may be a number that's wrong. Is Tanya done something? Does she owe you money? Is Tanya, is she on the lam? Is she running from the man? Is she out on the run under the gun? You can tell me. Tanya sounds like a bad sort. What is your name, ma'am? Judith? Judith, I wouldn't trust Tanya. I think Tanya's trying to swindle you. Tanya sounds like a troublemaker, Judith. I'd leave her behind. And tell Chuck to leave Tanya behind, too. Okay. All right, goodbye now. All right, there you go. Fun with wrong numbers. It's 503-733-2970.
This is the first.
Say hello to Sarah Dillon.
I am so sorry. I was sleeping with my earplugs. My mother's calling me thinking that I'm dead.
Normally, you have to have an Oregon Trail card to sleep this late.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Sarah Dillon joining us now in the studio. We're all going to pretend right now like the last 5 or 6 minutes didn't happen. And when you finally hear this on the air and post, it's going to be flawless. This is going to be, it really is going to sound fantastic. Before we do anything else, before we announce this, I'm going to play a little something. And let's see, where did I put this? I'm going to play you. This is just, let's see if I have it here. Okay, this is from yesterday. If you were listening, is my PC turned up?
Yes.
All right. If you were listening to KUFO last night to the Court and Fatboy show, which, by the way, we often make sport of FM DJs and music types, and we often talk about their lackluster ability and their paucity of talent. I exclude Court and Fatboy from that because it's a fine show. I'm a big fan of those guys. And so I got to tell you, when I tuned into KUFO last night, and I'm not saying this out of corporate, this is not some sort of whoredom that prompts this. I listen to the show because it's funny and they're kind of dorks. And I tuned in at the top of the hour yesterday at 6 o'clock last night. And here is what I hear Court and Fatboy say at the beginning of their show. They say, hey, coming up today, we're going to be playing whatever they do, boobs and butts or whatever they do on KUFO. And, you know, we're gonna rock and stuff, and then they say this. They say, plus, we're going to reveal a huge announcement about a Portland musician. And then I kind of turn and look at the radio, and then Court says this. Court says, now we were actually scooped about this announcement, but we're going to say it right here. And I, at this point, I'm like, I can feel like every cell in my body filling with hate.
Oh, no, did he?
And bitterness. Well, we'll find out, Sarah. So this is, so I, and so from that moment on, I don't mean to be teasing this and, you know, dragging it out. But we've been talking about this announcement forever, for like 3-4 days now. So this is what, so I'm sitting there and I'm listening to it and I'm thinking, oh, sons of bitches, they will pay. They will pay. And so I'm glued and I didn't call them and I'm sitting there and I've got Lycus going. And I look like a tool. I've got Lycus going and one radio on my desk. And then I got KUFO and I'm listening to both of them simultaneously. And I'm leaning forward and I'm listening to KUFO. And every time they talk about something, I'm like, my eyes are narrowing and I'm squinting and I'm waiting to hear them to see if they have beaten me to the punch with this revelation. So here's what happens. So an engineer who works here, who we'll call Sean Couples, sees me doing this and says, what are you listening to KUFO for, Rick Emerson? And I said, well, between you and I, Sean, there's a secret announcement tomorrow, and I fear that Court and Fatboy may have beaten me to it. I'm going to be filled with anguish if it is so, and that's why I'm monitoring. Sean immediately, like a little schoolgirl tattletale, runs over to KUFO, runs into their studio, and says, Rick Emerson's listening to your show this afternoon because he thinks you've beaten into the punch on some sort of mystery announcement. He's glued to the radio. This is all unbeknownst to me. About 10 minutes later, here's what happened. My phone rings, and this is what happens.
CourtandFatboy.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so a new episode tomorrow. All right, first, though, this is kind of interesting. As you know, radio is kind of one of those things where big companies, conglomerates, own us and a bunch of other radio stations at the same
time. Yes, radio got very much homogenized in the early 90s, so that there's about maybe like 3 or 4 major radio companies in Portland.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're owned by CBS, and that we own like an AM station. And so part of the AM station,
where the steak knives,
their new boss guy is Rick Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a show back over there.
Radio legend Rick Emerson.
And so apparently He's got some announcement. We share an engineer.
Yes.
And so our little spy engineer guy was just over there.
Sean Couples.